Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Kelly.
And so for those of you who don't know, we are a newly married couple.
Guys, I'm a wifey.
And she is a hot, hot wife. And so with that being said, we have about a year and a half, coming up on 2 years of experience within the swinger ethical non-monogamy lifestyle.
God, it's been that long?
Yeah, can you believe it?
But hindsight, it doesn't really seem that long. Like, it feels like the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's because of our breaks.
Yeah, you can see that. Well, we share almost all of our stories here on our podcast. And for those of you who don't know, you can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TNR Podcasts. And our website is thenakedrelationship.com. Now, Kelly's got some exciting news to share.
I'm on the Instagram. No, listen, thank you guys so much for conversing with me on there. I really enjoy it. It makes my day, of course, every day. But we also have some other platform that we can also communicate with each other on.
And that is Alt Playground. So not only is it a great place to meet people, connect with people, and maybe even find your next play partner, but you can also find the podcast corner and the video corner. And that's not all. You can also find the conference corner. And so on the conference corner, you can find links to some of the most exciting sexuality conferences here in the United States. And I don't know about you, but we're kind of nerds when it comes to this kind of stuff. So that's very exciting to us.
It's a great place to get all your resources and information in one area, not having to click through different tabs to look at different things. When I first started a lifestyle, I really got into reading books and researching everything about it. So my internet browser tabs are always open, but this kind of helps gather everything in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it a lot easier to have more fun quicker.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, when we first started, I was bigger into lifestyle podcasts. And so having all of that here on the platform as well is huge. That's a great help.
Love. They were thinking outside the box.
All right, guys. So not only that, so we've got a brand new partner that we are excited to talk about. And they make products that help both men and women from a sexuality standpoint. So men, swallow the ego, admit sometimes you need help to last longer in the bedroom.
It's because I'm too hot, right?
You're goddamn right you are.
So we've actually tested some of these products and we have fallen in love with a couple of them. One of the rules that we are kind of really into right now, not rules, a staple in our sex life, is we always have a container of lube right on our nightstands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, sometimes you need extra little lubrication down there, women, us too, and it's very inconvenient to struggle through your sex drawer to find some lube, so we just have it right on our nightstand. We don't give a fuck who sees, and Promescent is actually a sponsor of us now, and we have a discount code for you guys, Naked15, for their awesome products. They have a delay spray. They have tons of lube that you can choose from. They are water-based, silicone, a lot of great ones, and you guys get some extra help in the bedroom.
And not only for guys, but also for ladies. They have a female arousal gel as well.
Yes, they do. I've used it. It's great. Feels nice. So this product is made in the U.S. They have fast, discreet shipping, and they are trusted by over 2,000 medical professionals and 2,001, because I'm also an RN.
Well, the other cool thing about this is if you go onto Promescent's website, you actually have testimonies from actual doctors, and they list their credentials and everything like that. And you're not seeing some stock photo that was purchased from a website and then it was made to look like an actual doctor was saying something. This is real, legit doctors giving testimony, not just some bullshit picture. So guys, it's promescent.com. That is promescent.com. Use the code NAKED15 and you'll get 15% off.
Yay! Guys, do it.
All right, guys, so we're going to get into the show, and we've got a doozy for you, because how many of you have tried and failed, or really just tried, to mix your vanilla and your kink lives, well, your friends together. In this particular case, it was friends and family. It was some of our swinging friends, all of whom you would have known from a year ago's episodes, as well as even more recently, Dakota and Melissa, as well as Destiny and Daniel. We invited them over to camp and...
Okay, pause. Okay, so you know, like, when in high school, you had your different little cliques and friend groups that you hung out with, right?
Yeah.
And you were kind of used to, like, hanging out with a certain group in a certain way. I felt like this kind of felt the same. Like, it kind of made us go back to high school a little bit. We were kind of blending all these friend groups, mm-hmm. quotation marks, together to see if we could have fun in other ways that wasn't in the bedroom.
Well...
And, like, we already kind of friend-zoned Destiny and Daniel,
true.
And we have fun with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, at the end of the day, like, we went camping with these people because, one, we wanted to. We were planning on camping with Dakota and Melissa already when your sister said she was coming to town with her boyfriend. And then also, at the same time, Daniel and Destiny were planning on driving down from Detroit that same week.
Yeah, so we had a bunch of friends, which never fucking happens. We only have a lot of friends, guys. We're pretty. What's the word? Introverted? Antisocial?
Well, you work a lot, and I'm just socially awkward.
Yeah, Adam is fucking... Ugh! If you could meet him in person, you guys, you would know what I go through on the daily.
Why don't you tell the fine folks? Kidding.
No, okay, so apparently the stars aligned and we had this trip planned and everyone wanted to come with us and we were trying to get together with all our different types of friend groups. We were trying to accommodate my sister, who's family and friend, and then we had Melissa and Dakota, who are our current play partners that are a couple, and then we had Destiny and Daniel, who are our friends as well and previous play partners, mm-hmm. trying to come together and like hang out and like spend some quality time with each other. So the stars aligned. We had a camping trip planned with my sister and Dakota and Melissa, and then we were going to all go tubing on a river nearby with everyone, my sister, Dakota, Melissa, Destiny, Daniel, and a couple of other of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
So
your GBF. Well, I don't know that we can really call him that at this point. I think it's still got to be good old, I don't know that we've used his name on here, but he lives in Denver, and his name is Ben, so we call him Benver.
Benver. All right, so guys... All of our friends were coming to town, and we wanted to get together with all of them. And Adam brought this up initially, like, he was kind of a little bit hesitant to mix all these different people with part of our, like, non-sexual life. Am I right, babe?
Yeah, because, like, sure, your sister and her boyfriend know that we're swingers and we're ethically non-monogamous.
Yes, because I love my sister, I trust her 100%, and I told her, and I let her know all my fucking shenanigans. Like, she knows I fuck guys for money. I have an OnlyFans. I used to do panty dealing.
I feel like you should clarify fuck guys for money. I think that you should just say, like, escort. Because that's really what it was
sugar
supposed
daddy.
To be. Yeah.
Sugar daddy.
Azúcar de padre. Anyway, but anyway, your sister knows.
Yes.
Her boyfriend knows.
Yes.
But it was still kind of, we've never introduced our kink friends or people that we've had sex with to our family or even friends, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for me, I was a little nervous going into that just because of that alone. And I wasn't sure how it would pan out because the dynamics that we have with both of these couples are completely different. You know, I mean, like with Destiny and Daniel, like I wouldn't walk around naked, but with Dakota and Melissa, I do. Not saying that that makes everyone completely comfortable, but they haven't told me to, like, I don't know.
Adam tries to be himself 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult when my family's here. Like, he can't walk around naked, like he says. I don't even let him walk around naked. He has to put on fucking boxers.
Well, after his sister left for, like, well, she left last night. And her and her boyfriend are here for about a week and a half. And one of the first things I did when we got home was I was naked.
Yes.
So, but anyway, back to my point. We have different dynamics with each of these three couples because your sister and your boyfriend, Dakota, Melissa, Destiny, Daniel.
Yeah.
We have different dynamics with all of them.
Exactly.
I would not feel like Destiny or Daniel would allow me to walk around naked. And that's completely fine.
I wouldn't let you walk around naked. Like, I find it very hard right now to let you walk around naked. I know you want to be your 100% true self, but babe, there's a line. There's a barrier. There's a fucking boundary you do not need to cross every fucking day.
Well, there's okay? also the fact that it's like 98 degrees outside, like almost every day. And
I know, but like we're inside with the AC blowing.
Oh, girl. I'm just saying, you walk outside for a second, you're like, where's the goddamn pool at? Like, I got swamp ass, my balls sweat. No. But anyway, we have different dynamics with both of these couples. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, it's interesting the idea of mixing all of that together because it's all different. And it's like, hey, sister, here are the two people, the two couples that we fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So I think you may have had more of an issue with it than I did. Like, I'm more of a go with the flow. I trust the process of whatever we're doing. Like, I didn't have any reservations because I knew no matter what, I was going to be myself, which is a nice, sweet person to everyone.
You're forgetting a few. What? Bubbly and feisty.
I'm only feisty with you.
Your sister will say otherwise.
We were the only Latinas there, okay? You know what you get into when you make us your girlfriend.
Taco Tuesday.
Make us your girlfriend or your wife. We are going to be feisty as fuck till the end. But like I said, I was trusting the process. I was like already thinking like everyone's going to get along with each other. It's going to be great. Adam, on the other hand, was more reserved. And he, like I said, he wants to be his true self 100% of the time, which is talking about sex all the fucking time, making innuendos,
you're forgetting about
sexual jokes all the time.
You're forgetting about a few very important things that describe me.
And be naked.
Oh, yeah, that too. So the other things are John Bellion's music, the Seahawks, Google.
Yeah.
And puns.
Yeah. Puns upon puns upon fucking puns. Like, I can't even handle that all the time.
Well, we got hitched, so it's kind of like you're stuck with me.
Yeah, but I know you want to show your true colors to everyone and be like your 100% authentic self, and sometimes maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should rein it back a bit.
To reference The Other Guys, that great movie on Netflix, now you're asking me to mask my emotions. That I will not do.
Babe, you can't be your 100% self. Because people, like I said before, people take you two different ways when they initially meet you, okay? They either like you, they think you're funny, and you're alright. Or they either fucking hate you, think you're annoying as fuck, and are an asshole. Because you're, like, trying to compensate for something, it feels like.
I'm trying to compensate because I have a big ego and tiny hands.
Alright, Trump. Back the fuck off.
So anyway, we all go camping, and it was fun.
It was hot.
Talking about yourself again? You're so damn conceited.
It was hot, sweaty, sticky, and not in the good way, guys. We were out in the fucking woods with no cell service. One of our tents broke on the first night.
Luckily, not ours.
Not ours. It was just, I am trying to get more into nature, outdoors, camping, backpacking, all that stuff. So this was our first little leeway into that. And already so many things were going wrong. When we got there, the sun was setting rapidly.
And we were pissed.
We were pissed because we had to pitch our tent in the pitch black dark. And we only had our fucking cell phones and two little solar lamps. And like, we are brand new to this, fucking noobs. And it was just very stressful because we had my sister, her boyfriend. It was me and Adam trying to pitch a tent in the pitch black dark. And it was just very frustrating. Definitely a relationship trainer right there, guys. And we got it. My sister slept in the car because her tent broke. And next day, we got up, made breakfast, we're having fun. Adam was over here waiting like a little puppy for Melissa and Dakota to show up. And once they got there, things started actually becoming a little bit more fun, more chill, more relaxed. Like, they are great people to hang out with. Like, they are 100% sweet and genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and once they got there, the jokes just ramped up.
And Adam had someone to listen to his jokes. That wasn't me or my sister, which we get, like, A little frustrated.
Are you calling
a little
Melissa
feisty?
Are you calling Melissa and Dakota
a buffer?
Neighbors?
No, they're like buffers for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They can listen to you laugh with you.
Yeah.
I'm over here like I've heard it all. Like, please just leave. I'm trying to make some dinner.
They're a lot of fun. And then they also brought their sister, or, well, Dakota's sister and her boyfriend. He was an interesting character. I enjoyed just giving him grief.
Yeah. So Adam had someone to talk to and play with. Me and my sister were hanging out and we had a really great time. The only rain cloud on it, was that like on our last night, it was supposed to rain and we did not want to camp in the rain because we were not that prepared. So we decided to let our other friends know that, hey, you don't need to come up. We're coming down from the mountain, but we're going to still go tubing with you guys. And that's when everyone met at the parking lot and decided to meet our friend group, like meet each other, you know?
Yeah. And it was two GBFs, I guess we could call them. And then
our two gay friends.
Yes.
Which we fucking love. They're sweet as fuck.
Shout out to you, Mr. You know who you are. You're a listener. Anyway, so it was us four, and like me, you, your sister,
her boyfriend.
And then we had Melissa, Dakota, Destiny, Daniel, and then our two GBFs.
Yes.
Oh, and then also Dakota's sister and her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like 12 of us going tubing, having drinks. Destiny broke her toe.
Got drunk. My phone got dropped in the fucking river.
You have no one to blame but yourself there, ma'am.
Guys, I get too tipsy on White Claws, which is my new fave. 2 grams of carbs, guys. Shout out White Claw, because that shit will fuck you up on an empty stomach, and it's fucking delicious, okay? Don't listen to Adam.
It's gross. It's terrible. No, I don't like it.
I love it. Mango.
I tried it.
Fucking love mango.
Well, we all went and had fun, and it was interesting. I will say...
What do you mean it was interesting? I thought we had a good time. Everyone got along with each other. We brought Jello shots.
Oh, I don't mean interesting in like a, I don't ever want to do this again, or let's people watch. I mean interesting as in like, it was fun.
Yeah.
And it was a bit of a change because like I was really hoping that Destiny and Daniel would really meet and heavily interact with Dakota and Melissa because like...
That's what you wanted out of that?
Well, I mean, not the main goal, but it was more like these are two of our really good friends and these are two other of our really good friends. And so because of that, I was hoping that the six of us could all be really good friends together, even though Destiny and Daniel live in Detroit.
Yeah.
But it was just, I was hoping for that. However, Dakota and Melissa kind of stayed in their, I don't want to say click, but they stayed, you know, talking to the people that they knew, which is completely understandable.
Yeah. Like, we all connected our tubes together. We were not that organized and didn't make it into a nice little ring like we saw some other people do. But, like, we were connected.
That's because you wouldn't wait.
Shut the fuck up. We were connected. We were all together. We had 3 coolers filled with Jello shots, beer, White Claws. We were having a fucking ball. I thought it went great. A couple of people got sunburned. Guys, I'm posting a picture of Adam's ridiculous fucking tan.
Tan? What fucking tan?
Sorry.
So for those of you who don't know, Kelly likes to compare our skin tones because she's very tan and I'm not pasty pale, but I'm not like tan. I'm like right in between. I burn. I don't really tan that much. Kelly's grandparents know me as Lingosta Roja.
Lingosta Roja.
Yeah, that too. And so for those of you who don't know, yes, that's what that means. But Kelly had this deodorant stick looking device, and really what that was sunscreen. And so I'm applying it while we're already on the tube about 2 minutes in, and
he misses spots.
I missed a fucking lot. Honestly, my torso looks like spotty. And
it looks
so,
like you have leprosy or something.
Yeah, and it's like I have like white spots on me, and then I have like not red, but just straight up burgundy purple on me.
Yeah, that's the sun doing damage on your delicate, pasty skin.
She calls me her delicate flower, guys.
Yes, because he's so pale.
I pale right. In comparison to some of the other guys, but no, it was a lot of fun tubing, and I didn't really get drunk, although I did take Jello shots, and the last time we took Jello shots, or I took Jello shots, was our Cinco de Mayo party, where we ended up closing shop early because we were both schmammered. But when Melissa and Dakota and their family got there the night prior, it was a lot of fun, and we went to the lake there, And we swam a little bit. Not really, because it was fucking cold and dungy and gross looking. But then we played basketball. But throughout this whole time, Melissa, Dakota, and I were all making sexual jokes to each other in front of Dakota's sister and her boyfriend. And we were also doing this while Kelly and her sister and her boyfriend were all back at camp making dinner. They didn't want to go because they needed time away from my fucking jokes. It was just this being a family environment kind of made me want to have sex with them again. You know what I'm saying?
No, you just like in a family environment, you want to fuck your family. That's kind of what it feels like.
No, like, okay, not a family environment.
That's what you said.
Sorry, in a vanilla environment.
Okay.
It made me want to have sex with Melissa and Dakota again.
Okay.
Because like the jokes were there, the chemistry, like the friendship level of chemistry was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And so like the fact that I couldn't kind of, maybe made me want it more.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, did not feel this same type of chemistry that Adam felt. I am very like conscientious of what my, like how I portray myself in front of my family and my friends. And I try not to cross any barriers that could like muddy the waters between them. Like I try to keep it as courteous and comfortable with everyone and not be overtly sexual like fucking Adam is all the fucking time. I try to be the, what is it, responsible one. Okay. And right now, I was too focused on the camping trip. I was too focused on my sister being there. I was focused on like making sure everyone was having fun and enjoying themselves. Sex was the furthest thing from my mind, okay? Adam, on the other hand, was
it's funny
like,
that sex was like the furthest thing from your mind when like leading up to this, like we talked about making one of your fantasies come true, which is having sex in the woods.
Yeah, but this was like a campground with other families, and I like as soon as we got there, I knew like this is not gonna fucking happen. Yeah, so boo, one of my fantasies didn't come.
Sorry, we can still go out in the woods back there and do it. but you won't even go out naked on the patio.
Yeah, but no. So back to what I was saying, like Adam was thinking about sex. I was not. I was making sure everyone was okay, having fun, comfortable, and I'm glad that we mixed vanilla with our non-vanilla friends. And like, I feel like we had a great time, whether sex was part of the like plan or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, great times were had by all until that fucking spider that I cuddled.
Guys, so we slept in a tent and there was this monster wolf spider.
Oh, girl. Let me tell the story. So Kelly's telling me to pack up because we're not going to stay the night
again.
It's going to
rain.
Because it's going to rain. I'm like, all right, fine. I'll start packing. So I start picking up clothes in the tent, throwing them in the bag. And the first one that I fucking grab, I look at it as I'm putting it in the bag. And there's like this huge fucking spider, way bigger than a US 50 cent piece in terms of like circumference. And all I knew, it was big and it was black. And I freaked the fuck out. Like I was instantly like, okay, someone has to deal with this because I can't. So good old Dakota and Melissa teamed up on that bitch, killed it and disposed of it properly. So overall, we had a really great time. I do think that we would benefit from going camping by ourselves.
Yeah, it was just too much stress trying to plan camping for like six other people. Sorry, babe.
I was just going to say, and Melissa and Dakota, don't think, I know you guys are listening to this, so don't take that the wrong way, because we still want to hang out with you. We still want to go tubing with you, and we still want to go camping and hiking and do all those fun, friendly activities. Destiny and Daniel, you too. But what I'm saying is like from like just an us weekend type of camping.
And I'm already planning one. It's in the works. We're going to go backpacking.
Across Western Europe.
Backpacking in the woods.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode. And so please don't forget to check us out on Alt Playground. Find the video corner on there, the conference corner. Let us know what conferences you guys are attending. You never know. We might attend one as well. Check out the podcast corner. You can find us on there so you can listen to us.
Also, check out our podcast community, guys. We have a couple people follow us on there.
Yes,
and
bitch.
We're going to be posting a couple photos of
us. I've already posted a few of your ass on
Yes.
And on there, there is a post that I posted asking for people to drop questions in case they have one that they would like for us to answer, because we want to do a Q&A episode. And yes. So
ask us any questions.
Ask away. Nothing's off limits except for our faces and our real names and social security numbers, addresses, personal private contact information.
My social security number is 60. I'm just kidding.
It's 666-66666. And so anyway, check us out on altplayground.net. The link will be in the description. And then as well as a link to our community on there for those of you who are already members, you can just follow that link directly to our community. And for those of you who don't know, the community name is The Naked Relationship. So altplayground.net. Love you guys. And also don't forget about Promescence Naked15
discount code
that will get you 15% off your next order. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TNR Podcasts and online at thenakedrelationship.com. And with that being said, we're going to get into this computer that is frozen.
Bye.